A fabled park in the Democratic Republic of Congo is under pressure from oil developers, and activists allege the dealings are tainted by corruption. Virunga National Park, a UNESCO World Heritage Site that is home to volcanoes and some of the world's few remaining mountain gorillas, may have its boundaries changed so oil rigs can dot the landscape. At the southern end of the Great Rift Valley, Virunga borders Volcanoes National Park in Rwanda and two national parks in Uganda. Two oil companies, France-based Total and a London-registered concern, SOCO, were awarded development concessions in 2007 and conducted exploration in the Virunga area. While both say they have since stopped their activities there, SOCO, not long ago, conducted seismic testing in Virunga's Lake Edward area. The results of that testing are expected to be released in mid-2015. SOCO's activities in Virunga have triggered accusations from environmental activists that the company's activities have been filled with corruption. A movie about the park and the oil companies, Virunga, was released in 2014, which included audio and video recordings purported to show illicit activity. London-based activist group Global Witness says those recordings include an alleged bribe made by a Congolese official to a park ranger to spy on Virunga's chief warden, Emmanuel de Morede. The recordings also include a DRC member of parliament allegedly admitting to taking money payments from SOCO to lobby for the oil company, and a high-level SOCO official and a company contractor allegedly admitting that the company paid rebels. In April 2014, Demorode was shot multiple times by unidentified gunmen soon after he submitted a report regarding SOCO and its activities to the regional public prosecutor. SOCO condemned the shooting, stating that, quote, any suggestion linking SOCO to this crime is completely unfounded, unquote. SOCO has also denied corruption allegations. The company issued a statement saying the company operates in accordance with the Bribery Act of 2010 and any allegation to the contrary is categorically denied. The statement by SOCO went on to say payments to rebel groups have never been or will ever be sanctioned by SOCO. The company strongly denies allegations of impropriety raised by Global Witness and others, stating, quote, it does not condone, partake in, or tolerate corrupt or illegal activity whatsoever. Regarding the alleged bribing of park rangers, SOCO says the bribes, in their words, have never been or will ever be sanctioned by SOCO. UNESCO forbids oil development on its World Heritage sites. SOCO said in June 2014 that it would not, in its words, undertake or commission any exploratory or other drilling within Virunga National Park, unquote. The statement that went on to say, quote, unless UNESCO and the DRC government agree that such activities are not incompatible with its World Heritage status. Despite objections from conservationists, the Congolese government supports oil development in Virunga. DRC's Prime Minister, Augustin Matata Ponyo, announced in March that the government has contacted UNESCO to, in his words, explore judiciously in Virunga and, in his words again, reap the profit of its resources to benefit the people who live there. Global Witness spokesperson Peter Jones told VOA that any discovery of significant quantities of oil would run the risk of encouraging the Congolese government to move decisively to declassify parts of Virunga to allow for oil drilling. The World Wildlife Fund's Congo Basin Managing Director, Allard Blom, told VOA, the only safe Virunga is one free from the threat of oil. Covering corruption, Jeffrey Young, VOA News.